Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 13, Anime Episode 5. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 5?
Well, the title of Episode 5 was Terror and a Mysterious Power. Pirate Captain Buggy the Clown. And so we pick up where we left off earlier, where Luffy was in the beak of a giant bird and managed to drop himself into the middle of this seaside town. But we also introduced more of Nami's storyline because she happens to be there when he crash lands. And there are pirates chasing her because she has the map to the Grand Line. And she's very clever, and she's able to use Luffy by calling him her boss in earshot of the pirates and then running away. She's able to make them think that that he's valuable, and so they stop chasing her and try to fight Luffy, and so she's very clever. But he defeats the pirates, and she sees that, and she's like, wow, that guy's amazing. And so they end up hanging out together for a bit. She gets him food because he's super hungry, and he's very, very happy as he stuffs his face. And he wants her to join. She initially says something about teaming up, and he's like, why would I do that? But then when he's feeding his face, she mentions that she's a navigator. And aha, okay, that's what he does need, a navigator. So then he's excited about wanting her to join up with him. But she has no love for pirates, and when he tells her that he wants to be a great pirate, she's like, no, I don't want anything to do with you. But then we also have the other plot establishing Buggy, the pirate clown, and that he is very dangerous and crazy, and all of his men live in fear of him. And he has a cannon that shoots these buggy bombs that are so powerful that they can just knock down a whole section of town. So Nami actually does, she wants to, I can't remember exactly why she ties Luffy up and pretends to take him as a hostage to Buggy, but that's what she does, and he cooperates. Her idea is basically she's going to hand the map over to Buggy, but then she's going to steal it back, and she's going to steal treasure from him too. So I guess Luffy is just her way of getting close to Buggy by seeming to want to join Buggy's pirate crew. And Buggy takes the bait and says, yeah, you can be part of my crew, but you just have to kill Luffy. So go ahead and shoot the cannon at him, because he's locked up in a cage and tied up. And that's when we see Nami isn't really that kind of person, that she can't, you know, she can't kill Luffy in cold blood. So she ends up fighting off some pirates that are, you know, one in particular that's trying to light the fuse. And then it looks really bad. It looks like Buggy and his men are going to take them all out. But then Zoro shows up, and everybody's very afraid and impressed. And Zoro's doing really, really well. But when he squares off against Buggy, at first, you know, Buggy leaps at him, and he slices Buggy apart into several pieces. And it's like, well, that's that. But then he gets a sword through his waist. And it turns out that Buggy has also eaten a devil's fruit. And he is the splitting man now. And he can be split up into pieces and then reassemble himself. So his buddy is shocked by that. And But then Zoro and Nami kind of join forces and actually turn the cannon on the pirates. So that, you know, freaks the pirates out. They fire the cannon. And I believe the episode is a cliffhanger. I don't know that we know what happens at the very end. But it looks very much like Nami and Zoro and Luffy are going to end up on the same team.
Who is Nami?
This is Nami. Nami is a young woman with strawberry-ish color hair, and she wears a white top with orange shorts. And she is a very clever person, seems to have an agenda all her own, seems very much a kind of a loner. She is a thief. She is, you know, got her own goals of, you know, trying to steal treasure. She has told Luffy in episode 5 that she needs to get 1 million berry for some purpose that we don't know yet. But she does have a goal. She needs to get a lot of money. That's Nami.
Who is Buggy the Clown?
This is Buggy the pirate clown. And he is a very scary looking cross between a clown and a pirate king. He has a number of blades, 4 blades for his left hand, and wields another sword in his right hand. Apparently, he has a very bulbous clown nose, but apparently it's his actual nose. And he's very sensitive about that. So if you make a comment about his nose, you're in big trouble. He is also someone who has eaten the devil's fruit. And so he is now what he calls a splitting man. You can take a sword through his middle or through his leg or his arm, and he will be able to pull those pieces back together. So he's very powerful in that way. And Buggy does absolutely intend to go to the Grand Line using Nami's map. And he is going to cause a lot of chaos down there and get the treasure.
What was the setting for this episode?
Episode 5 began on the ocean, with Buggy arriving via large bird and being dropped into a seaside town. There was some action in the streets of the town. And also in a circus big top tent, which was on the roof of one of the buildings. This is the lair for Buggy the Clown. From this vantage point, he was able to fire his buggy bomb and destroy an entire section of the city.
What was the combat for this episode?
In episode 5... Luffy did his Gamo Gamo no Pistora attack at least once or twice. Buggy also fired buggy bombs that destroyed a large section of town. And Nami used her staff to fight against some of the pirates, and when Zoro arrived, of course, he used his swords in combat with Buggy, and discovered that Buggy has a devil's fruit power, that Buggy is a splitting man. He can be split into different parts and reassemble himself.
What devil's fruit did Buggy eat?
I have no memory of what that was called.
Chop, chop.
The separation fruit. That I can't remember in the Japanese. Boing, boing fruit.
Bada, bada.
Good. Any last thoughts on this episode?
I think it's interesting how to see the differences in the way that they unfold the story with the live action version. Nami is definitely meeting Luffy in a different context. It works. It works well. Yeah, it's cool.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 5. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!